Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today, it's been a few weeks of me not recording. It's been a little bit of a racy time. You know, a lot of crazy things have happened over the last few weeks. We had an eclipse, a solar eclipse, right? We had, new weather. You know, it's spring. It's new challenges. And sometimes we got to realize what's more important. And importance is family, you know, making sure that they're healthy. The important things in life are the things that matter to us the most, you know, because there's a lot of people that depend on us. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're okay so that they can be okay when they need us. And that's what happened this last few weeks. My mother got sick and I was able to, you know, be there for her when she needed me, and be there for my family, my brothers, my dad. And it's been a few weeks of running back and forth, trying to make sure that my mom's okay. But thank God she's doing okay right now. You know, she's healthy. And, you know, just want to make sure that she is consistently doing good so that she can be healthy and live a long, healthy life. So I thank God for all the blessings and teachings and all the obstacles that he gives us. But everything that we take in, the experience, we need to take with a grain of gratitude, a grain of salt. If you're able to see the gratitude in every single moment, every learning moment, then you can carry over to your next chapter. And that's what we're doing right now. I know my mom is getting, you know, she's in her older, I mean, I'm 45, so you can imagine how old my mom is. So, you know, as we get older, we start seeing a lot of diseases creep up on us and health conditions. And it's important, you know, that we take care of our elders, make sure that they're taking their vitamins, make sure that they understand what they got to stay off from. And my mom is getting to that point, and my parents, right, and a lot of our folks, they're getting to that point in life where, you know, health is, it's key, you know, for longevity. It's like that old vehicle that you have that you got to take care of. You want to make sure that you change the spark plugs, you know, you change the oil, the transmission oil, and you're able to, you know, do all the maintenance work so that that road doesn't affect the car as much, right? So when you're on the road, your vehicle is running smoothly as possible. It might be an old Chevy, an old Ford pickup, or an old whatever vehicle, but if you maintain it right, it can still handle the weather conditions, it can still handle the road, and you're able to, you know, drive your soul into the right destination. So it's been a amazing last 3 weeks, a lot of learning, you know. Now that we're becoming this part of life where our parents are aging and we're in our, you know, 30s, 40s, we need to see life in a different light, that we're able to not only be strong for our immediate family, which is my wife and kids and my brothers as well, but also be open-minded, or be ready for our parents aging. You know, they took care of us for a long time, you know, and they, as a parent, I feel like you always take care of your children. Even if you're in your latter part of your life, you still feel like you're a dad and a mom in some form of fashion. So now that they're aging and we're able to see, you know, them age gracefully, and, you know, they took care of themselves for a long time, but there's still little things that, you know, they impact your health. And seeing that evolve, and now seeing it with the eyes of a caregiver, you know, as a parent and as a son to parents that have, you know, they're aging, and we need to be more mindful of that. There's more need from us to them than from them to us. Although that my parents, man, they come through, you know, and my suegro as well. My suegros, they've always been really good people to us. So they've always come through, but I think, you know, they're passing the baton, like, hey guys, it's time for you guys to kind of step up and help us now, you know, like, I was driving this car now for the longest time, but now I need somebody to help me, you know, keep this car afloat and really put in the work for me and help me last a little bit longer in this engine. And that's how I see it. It's kind of like an analogy for life. Like, it could be like the analogy, like you're driving like 2,000 miles cross country, right? And you're with your parents. And at first, you were not old enough to drive with your parent, you know, and really help them out driving. But now you're older, right? Now you're older, and you see, and now he knows that you can drive, and he's been driving for 2 days nonstop, and now it's, hey man, it's your turn to help me out. Can you pull up, you know, and drive? So at that point, you're that driver now. Like, you're able to help, you know, drive that vehicle, help out and care for, you know, our parents and our elders. I know that for the longest time, my grandma, she would take care of all the daughters, right? Which is my mom and her sisters. She's very helpful to all of them. You know, and I saw my parents, my mom and my parents, take care of her as she was aging, you know, and I would help out my grandma. So I'm seeing that full cycle now coming through. Now my mom is getting to that point in life. My dad, we're now, they're the elders, and I am at a point where my parents used to be for my grandma, and now I'm taking care of my parents. You know, not a lot. They don't depend too much for me. They're very independent people. And I like that they can do a lot of things for themselves. And I think that makes you feel, you know, comfortable, and but also have this consciousness that, hey, if they need me for whatever, I'm going to have to be available. So, and as they get older, it might be more and more. So I have to be conscious of that awareness, you know, that that role that you take as you get older. And there's some people that maybe they don't know, or they don't take it into account, or they just, they don't want to face that, or maybe their parents weren't like that with, you know, with their elders. So maybe they don't have that notion that they're going to take that role. And I feel, and for me, in my case, in my scenario, in my experience, I've seen that my parents have been really well, you know, treating our elders with respect, with care, and being there for them. And now it's their turn to, you know, reach out and help. No, not reach out, to reach out for help. You know, not reach out to help, but reach out for help. It's their turn to, you know what? I think I need some help already. You know, it's a tiring game, you know, especially our parents. They were hard workers growing up, worked a lot. They nonstop, you know, hardworking people, making sure that we were all good. So as we get older, you know, the engine starts to get tired, needs more maintenance every so often. Before it was every 6 months, now it's like more often. So you want to make sure that that car is riding as smooth as possible. And that's why this last 3 weeks I've been not MIA, like completely from everything that I do, but, you know, from the podcast, I kind of took a back step just because I wanted to make sure that before anything, you know, my family was right. And you start thinking about how impactful health is, man. When you're not 100%, a lot of things can go, you know, in the wrong direction. So I made sure that as smooth as possible, that we can help my mom with whatever she needed, that we were there so that she can, you know, she can be healthy, feel good. And it's an ongoing process, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen with consistency and with all of us working as a teamwork with my brothers and my family, my tías, my aunts, everybody, you know, helping out in some form or fashion. And my wife, you know, the kids, like just showing love for my mom and making sure that she's okay. And so this episode is really about, you know, understanding your roles in different parts of your life. I know I've seen it with my friends. I've seen it with family members that they might be going through a certain health condition. And support is the main key. You know, I think when you have a base of support around you, when you have prayer, you have God in your life. Most importantly, if you have God, you have a prayer that you know how to pray for yourself, and you know that people can pray for you. That's like the ultimate gas that your engine needs, right? If you have that, God is the main mechanic. You know, God is the number one mechanic, Jesus Christ. If you have Him on your corner, actually, He's always there. To be honest, He's always there. He's always there. He's always there to fix your vehicle, fix your gas tank, fix whatever. But sometimes we want to go our own way and say, let me fix it. Let me fix it on my own. You know, let me try to fix it. And we forget that we have that power to reach out to Him and for Him to really help us alleviate any problem that we're going through and understand that we're there for a certain reason, you know, teachings, lessons. And He's the main mechanic. If we go to God, we'll be able to resolve whatever issue that we're going through and understand why we're going through certain situations. I think people believe that, oh, I'm going through this because of this, and you know, I didn't take care of myself. But I think at the end of the day, there's a lesson behind everything that happens to us. And if you take that in with gratitude, you know, gratitude for the good and the bad and everything that happens for you, I think you're able to see the bigger picture in everything that happens for you. You know, instead of being the victim and empower the situation, like, let's say, oh man, I got sick and this happened to me. Why did it happen to me? You know, more to be like, you know, this happened for me. This whatever happened for me is a learning opportunity, and I'm gonna take in with gratitude, and I'm gonna build from this. There's a lesson, and there's something that I gotta go through this situation to improve my soul, improve my situation. And yeah, it's hard, man, because I mean, some situations can be very, very hard, you know, like going through a very tough disease, and those are very tough moments. And we gotta trust and have faith in our Creator so that we can come out on top regardless of what happens to us. But it's easier said than done, right? But going forward, it's just like a opportunity for all of us to learn from what's going on through our family, to be able to have some sort of direction. And I think when you have direction is when you go to prayer, because like I said, prayer is like the number one. I guess you have God, right? And He's the main mechanic, but then He has tools and He has assistants, and those assistants are, and those tools are through prayer. If people can come together and pray together in a group setting, it's so powerful, because just even you praying by yourself out loud and speaking to God directly, that's very powerful. But now think about it, magnifying it with a group of people that everybody has the same intent, the same prayer, the same vibe, the same frequency. That frequency is going to be much louder and much more impactful when we're working in a group setting. It's like we have, instead of having one speaker for the party, we have 10 speakers for the party. Or if the group is larger, we might have 40, 50 speakers for the party. You know, the party's gonna be loud. Everybody's gonna be able to hear that music. Everyone will be able to vibe to it, and everybody will be able to, you know, take something out of it. And I've experienced that since I was young. I remember when my mom first, actually my dad, when I was about, I was like 12, 13 years old. I can't remember. I was young. He was in a car wreck, and he was in the hospital for many days. I just remember like the family coming together and praying for his recovery. Eventually, he was home, and then eventually he recovered from all his injuries, and eventually he was back to work and back to playing soccer, man. And I was like, Dad, that's my dad. Fuck yeah. That's my dad, bro. That's amazing. I remember my mom also had a surgery back in the days, and it was around the same time. I remember she had a big surgery, and she was in bed rest for many days, and the same, bro. My family would come together. My grandma, my tías, we do pray together. And all of a sudden, you know, mom's back. She's back to playing soccer, back to working, back to being, you know, a mom. And that was amazing, bro, to see that happen as a young kid. And then I remember when one of my good friends, he's like my brother, godbrother in Chicago, he got sick with cancer. And my mom and my dad flew all the way to Chicago to pray for him. And not only pray for him, but also be with the family, you know, in those hard times. And I remember they were praying during one of the surgeries that he had to get done. They were praying for him outside the room or in the hospital. And I don't know how many people were there, but there's a group setting of prayer. And during that prayer, everything came out okay. You know, the surgery went well. My godbrother came out, you know, good. They were able to do whatever they had to do to remove the cancer, and it was amazing. And he's still alive to this day. Shout out to Felipe. And now we're seeing that we're praying together. And I think we need to pray more. We have to be more conscious of that for our family now. Like, we want to make sure that we pray and that we reach out when you're the only one praying and you know there's more room for prayer. I think you should be conscious about it and be like, and I'm talking to myself, man, because I know that there's situations where I can reach out to the family and be like, hey, let's pray for so-and-so, or let's pray for me, like I'm going through this. And sometimes we get bashful, man, and we don't want to pray because we think it's like cliche, or like you think it's like, oh, this guy, like, superficial, you know, like you don't take it serious. But when it's your life and it's your family's life, I think you start thinking like, man, we should pray, you know. And I've experienced prayer this last few years a bit different, because now we have a prayer group, or not a prayer group, but it's more like a support group with the homies, the Frequency Squad and the Positive Mantra group that Robert Castaneda started. And there, like, we just pray, dude. And it's funny because, like, not even funny, it's more like it's actually cool that we'll randomly do a prayer. Like, I know Jump Out of Low, he has Jump Out Luis Gonzalez, he'll do a prayer, and all of a sudden you feel this vibration because of his voice and his clarity and his thoughts to God to help us and forgive us and embrace us, you know, with all of our faults, and make us wise men and make us opportunities to come on top. And when you hear those prayers, man, you just feel like, damn, that's amazing, man. I feel good. And it's amazing. Then I'll throw in a prayer, and then you'll hear prayers from all of us, and thoughts also in text, you know, prayers and text. And you send the text and it'll be like a good thought, a good prayer. So you start seeing all these changes in your frequency with prayer. And what I mean frequency is like in your spiritual health, like that you feel, you know what, I feel good today, man. Whatever happened yesterday, whatever happens today, I'm gonna be good. I got God with me, and I'm riding this wave, and whatever confronts me, whatever situation I'm going through, whatever person comes in my way, I'm gonna be in my best self so that I can carry God's love, God's energy in every ambience that I walk through. And I think when you have that mindset, it heals you from within. Like, little by little, you start healing. The healing process doesn't happen overnight, but the more you do it, the better you get at it. And when you're genuine about it, I think it multiplies and magnifies. Even if you don't, if you're not the most holy, if you want to say, I don't even pray, bro, like, but just pray once, and I'm pretty sure you'll see some results. I'm pretty sure, like, it's amazing what you can see when you start praying and paying attention to God's cues, because they're all over us, man. And it's amazing, man. Amazing, the revelations you get with through prayer and being present in the moment. and enjoying both the good and the bad that happened for you in a day. But yeah, man, this is the Infinite Talks podcast. We are not a brand, we're a frequency. And today, actually, I met a couple of people. Well, not met a couple of people. I actually met and talked to a good friend of mine, Mr. Jorge, a.k.a. Georgie V. He came to Texas. He came to Laredo. Actually, he's been in Texas. But he came to Laredo today. We had lunch and met up with him. And we had a good talk, man. It was good to see my homie, one of my best friends growing up. Good friend to the family. He's practically one of our brothers, man. Rick and I and Jeff, we all look to George, a.k.a. Koki, a.k.a. DJ Georgie V, as one of our family, man. He's a family. So I was able to see him today, and we connected. We had a good talk, great talk, man. We talked about, you know, life. We talked about, you know, just catching up. And then also had a good conversation just about, you know, what we're doing and what our thoughts and what we're going to do in the futures and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun, man, to have those talks with my friends. And then I also had another talk earlier today during work with one of the local, you know, peoples that I respect. He's a really guy with a lot of drive, very driven with everything he's doing, has a good head on his shoulders, staying motivated, you know, very active person, one of the most active people that I think I know. And other than my brother Jeff, this guy is locally, he's known by David Cash, you know, we call him Cash. And he's a really, really awesome person to talk to. And I was talking to him earlier, man, and I was like, dude, I gotta get you on the podcast, bro. And he's like, nah, man, whenever you want to. And I told Cash, hey, bro, I have this podcast. And he's like, no, for real. Then he's telling me, what is it called? So I gave him the name of the podcast. He's like, I told him, it's Infinite Talk with Eric Castillo. I was like, bro, I have this thing going on too, man, where I podcast with people. And so, yeah, let's do something. So I'm looking forward to that interaction. I'm going to invite him to the podcast pretty soon. He's a busy dude, so I don't know when I'm going to get this Mr. Vasquez guy, that David Cash Vasquez. I don't know when I'm going to get him on the podcast, but pretty soon I'm going to have him, and he has a lot of input. We were having a quick talk during our meeting, and he was giving me his point of views on life and how he's changed for the good, right? And also he's more driven now as an adult, even though he's always been a driven guy. I always seen him as a driven person, but now I see him more like organized, and he's able to accomplish so many things. And he says it's all about the energy, you know. And we're talking about the energy, and like, bro, I'm all about the energy too, man. So we were talking about the energy, and had a great conversation about that. So I'm gonna have him on the podcast pretty soon. Pretty cool guy, man. Intense, and the good vibes as well. So yeah, dude, the podcast is coming through. We're gonna have a lot of episodes coming up. I have a breathing coach. His name is Coach Albert. I call him Bert. So I think that he goes by Bert. I'm gonna have Coach Albert coming in. He's gonna do breathing techniques with us. He's gonna give us input on how to become our best version of ourselves through breathing. And he does also very well versed on, you know, meditation and mindset. So I'm gonna have that guy on. He has a following on TikTok, and I saw his content a few months ago, and I reached out to him recently, and I was like, hey, bro, I want you to have him on the podcast. And he's like, yes, but over the last few weeks I had to postpone, and I'm kind of left him at bay for these last few weeks because we were dealing with, you know, the health issues with my mom. But I'm gonna bring him on, and it's gonna be an amazing episode. I'm also gonna bring in the Frequency Squad. Those are gonna be always coming up, man, with the Frequency Squad, with Jump Out LO, you know, with Jay Tats, and then Mr. Robert. I was gonna say Robert, but I said Ray. Robert and Jay, and hopefully Navarro. Navarro, I'm gonna invite him too. It's a big Frequency Squad session, so I'm gonna try to get everybody in so we can all share our thoughts and
ideas and our points of views on a lot of the things that are going on right now, man. Just the all the things that are going on in the public eye right now, it's crazy. We have the solar eclipse that just happened. We're going through the retrograde, and I know Jay can give us a lot of feedback on that. If you don't know about the retrograde and Mercury, Jay is going to be the dude to give us that feedback and that download. Very intense and very good feedback. And we're going to bring Jump Out of Low, talk about the prayer group and all that stuff, what's going on with that, and just the mental health check, you know. And then Rob making the great questions and thoughts and trying to put the puzzle together as he's going through his journey, the awakening. And just me, man, just trying to put in my two cents and all the stuff that we talk about. And it's going to be amazing the next few weeks. We're going to be doing a lot of these recordings as we always go by and try to schedule with everybody. But exciting times right now, you know, looking to elevate this TikTok page all the way to 1.2 million. That's the goal. Right now we're at 75K. And when we get to 300,000, that'll be the midpoint. Actually, 600,000, that'll be the midpoint. And we're going to get there soon. And it's with your help, you know, sharing the page, sharing the post, talking about the podcast to other folks, and spreading information and spreading truth, spreading, you know, good vibes, good energy. That's what it's all about, man. We're spreading good vibes here. We're not trying to judge anybody. We're not trying to make you feel inferior. We're here to support each other and become the best version of ourselves. That's what it's all about.
I think the podcast really is trying to elevate everybody's mindset and meet you where you are and show you the maps to get where you want to be and where you should be, or to give you the ability to see beyond the scope of what you thought you could be. Because I feel we're limited, you know, sometimes we're limited and we can't see our grandest version of ourselves. Sometimes we need that person to give us that magnifying glass and like, hey bro, look, check this out, man. I see this in you. I know you can get there. You know what? I know you'll be there. You're going to get there, but here's a roadmap. Here's a blueprint. You know, and with the roadmap and the blueprints, don't think you can do it on your own. Sometimes you got to reach out to help. Like today when I was at the talk with David Cash Vasquez, I was talking to him like, bro, how do you do it? So he gave me a lot of scoop. I'm like, man, that's badass. Like, I like what you're talking about. That's exactly what I talk about. He's giving me roadmaps, giving me blueprints, and he's like, bro, let's sit down and talk. And I love that he's like, give me that open door, man. Like, hey, let's go talk, bro. Let's see what we can do. So it's all about being in the moment, being present, being able to see the doors that open for you, and also understand that sometimes you have the key to open the doors. But if you don't go to your tool set and really understand that you have the key to open that door, you're going to miss out on those doors. And you're going to keep on knocking on doors that are not for you. But if you're having the right state of mind and you're in the present moment, you're going to be able to see that door clearly and be like, oh, shit, I got that key, bro. I got the key for this door. It's exactly the door that I was looking for. Let me open it and boom, opportunities happen for you. So that's what it's all about, man. The podcast is about elevating each other up, elevating everybody to like that highest potential. Even if you think you're not like, oh man, it's not for me. Everybody has an opportunity to get better. Even if you think you're the greatest, you can still get better. There's always room for growth. We don't stop growing until the day we die. And even then, we're still in the spiritual self. We're going to still continue to grow and, you know, be impactful in the spiritual journey. But that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is another quick episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. Please look forward to more episodes. Go to the website, check it out, infinitetree.online. A lot of big things coming, a lot of more stuff sharing, a lot of more positive vibes. Also, go to the TikTok page, go to Infinite Talks Pod, and look me up. I have 75,000 followers. I have a lot of good content there, and it's amazing, cool stuff. Go to the podcast, rate it, share it. You can go to any podcast platform and you can like search me up, Infinite Talks with Eric Castillo, and you can share that with your buddies, share that with your friends, share that with your family, rate it, talk about it, comment it, screen record, post it on your own page, do whatever you want. But at the end of the day, it's all about spreading good, positive information so that we can all elevate and get to our highest potential. Thank you so much. Peace out. Remember, we are not a brand, we're a frequency.